On episode 142 of the podcast, we're talking takeaways from a recent business and leadership conference that I attended, and I wanted to share this with you for a couple of reasons. One, because everything I do, every single time I show up here, and if you're a client or not a client of mine, but every single podcast episode is catered to bringing you real life experience, real life tough love, and all from the fruit of a faithful spirit that I can truly help support you through your recovery journey. I was once in your chair. I was once there, completely chained to an eating disorder, and I didn't know how to get myself out. And I talk about my faith frequently in my podcast. No matter where you get your faith from, I just want you to know that my show and my business is all based on the fundamental principles of honoring God, of being the best servant that I can be for the kingdom. And so in today's show, I'm going to be talking about takeaways that I had from this amazing business and leadership conference and how you can apply some of these very same takeaways to your life and your recovery. Hey girl, welcome to the Her Best Self podcast. I'm Lindsay Nichol, former competitive figure skater and perfectionist, turned God-led imperfect boy mom and digital CEO. If you find yourself constantly thinking about food and wondering if you'll wake up one day free from the obsessive thoughts and behaviors controlling your life, then I've created this podcast for you because I know exactly what it's like to be a downright hot mess trapped in the destructive cycle of disordered eating. I finally found freedom and you can too, girlfriend. So if you're ready to heal your relationship with food and body and break the chains of control and show up in your best health, then grab your favorite Tarjay journal and let's get to it so you can start living your best life as your best self. Okay, friend, today is a different kind of show. I'm talking about the takeaways from my most recent business and leadership Christian conference that my husband and I attended last weekend. It was a blessing. We were able to meet Craig Groeschel, who is by far my favorite pastor of all the times. He is the founder of Life Church and also the Bible app, and he's incredible. He is just incredible. I also was able to meet in person Tim Tebow, along with the greatest podcaster of all time, Mr. Ed Milet himself. And I got to joke with Ed. I walked up to him and I was like, hey, I just want you to know that I am obsessed with your podcast and I'm also a podcaster. And one day I'm coming on your show. And he looked at me directly at me, you know, that kind of look when you're like looking at someone like through them. And he was extremely present. And that's the thing that I just love about even listening to his podcast. But he was so present in that moment with me. And he said, keep climbing the ranks. And do you know that I have more women on my show than men? And I just laughed and said, I am so coming for you. I cannot wait to look back at this moment and go, do you remember when I told you that I was going to be on your show? And you laughed and chuckled with me. And you were probably thinking, okay, that silly girl. But now I'm here and I'm on it. It is so important to think your way into the life that you want because you truly have the power of that life and you deserve that life. Meeting all of these people, yes, it was a true dream. It was so much fun to be in the presence of such great company and people who believe in the power that God has over their life and actually are driving significant impact with their values and their calling. And so today I just wanted to give you some snippets of some of my favorite statements, my favorite little tidbits that I listened to and learned over the conference because while yes, I was there for business, every single thing throughout the entire conference, I'm sitting there looking at my husband like, this is crazy. I could apply every single thing to recovery and to all my ladies. And so I have to get home and I have to record the show and I have to share it. So that is what I'm doing today. So we're going to just go line item by line item. This is going to be just a rundown of my notes because you guys have to hear this. And I want you to apply it to your life and to where you are in recovery right now. Okay, so grab a notebook and pen and let's get to it. Okay, whoever is fruitful with a little can be trusted with enough. Sis, you are right where you need to be. You can be fruitful with what you have right now, which means every single action that you take, those small, tiny actions, those small, tiny wins, where you are putting a check in the recovery box, pro recovery, this is happening. I had the snack even when I wasn't hungry. I ate a little bit more even when I didn't feel like it and when no one was looking. Or I stopped doing that awful thing that I've been doing. And at first I felt shame and guilt because I wasn't turning to purging or I wasn't turning to binging. But deep inside, I feel some empowerment. If you are fruitful with a little, these little actions, you can be trusted with enough, and even more so. The next one is a little bit on this, and it is investing and growing what you're called to entrust is so important. Sis, you are called to give honor to your body. Okay, your body is your vessel here on this planet. We don't get another one. We don't get a do-over. You are called to invest in your body, to grow in all of the ways. Yes, in learning. Yes, in knowledge. Yes, in experience. But if you are stuck in an unhealthy relationship with food, there's no growing. There's no learning. There's no investing happening, right? Because you're surviving. And so I encourage you to just think about this question that I also wrote down. And that is, what can God do for you if you come with an open mind? If you start every single day with an open mind, I want to learn, I want to grow, I want to invest in myself, I want to give nourishment to my body, and I want to become the best version of who I'm created to be. And I might not be perfect and I might not be there yet, but I can come with an open mind to every single day and situation. What is going to happen in your life when you make that commitment and that choice? Massive change and transformation. And then what can God do when you come with an open heart? Yes, an open mind, but with an open heart, willing to lay down and surrender all the control that has built up to this point in your life. I get it. I was a control freak of all the control freaks, and I still struggle to this day with having my fingers in all of the pots, okay? But in order to find freedom from an eating disorder, I had to say, I can't do this anymore. I had to surrender it and I had to lay it down. And that was something that I honestly had to do daily. Maybe you're gonna have to do that too. If faith isn't tested, sis, it can't be trusted. But everything is foreign until it's not. These are some golden nuggets. Everything is foreign until it's not. What does that mean? Well, if you're not used to giving yourself permission, if you're not used to having the carbs, if you're not used to eating the ice cream, it's gonna feel foreign until it doesn't. One foot in front of the other, and your greatest asset is time. Time and consistency, over and over and over, because how you think, you become. So one question in the middle of the conference, Craig said, who do you want to become? And I really got to thinking, like, where do I want this business to go? Where do I want to continue to grow spiritually, emotionally, like all the things? And so I want you to ask yourself that. Who do you want to become? If the sky is the limit, then the only limitations that you've been putting on you are your created limitations, the limitations in your mind. Probably if you're like me, because of great pain you've experienced, pain from the disorder and pain from being trapped and pain from going through the cycle over and over and being exhausted and discouraged and in despair and feeling like it's never going to stop and nothing's ever going to change. But friend, all good things come from great pain. And a concept that they talked about was when you're experiencing that great pain, learn to say, I'm not suffering. Suffering is pain that I choose. I'm just in pain. I'm not choosing to suffer. I'm not choosing to be a victim. I'm not choosing to stay trapped. Yes, I'm in this situation right now, but I'm making a different choice. I can learn to act greatly and to channel my pain into my life's greatest purpose. I am not my pain. I'm not my problems. I'm not my income. I'm not my body. Sis, you're not your pain. You're not your problems. You're not your income. You're not your body. You're not your possessions. And you're not your achievements. And all of these amazing speakers, like multi-millionaires, are up on the stage. And they are sitting there sharing, I am not my possessions. And neither are you. And there was something about that moment. It was like, nothing I accumulate, nothing that they accumulated and Ed talks about this, do we get to take with us? But you do get to leave stuff behind. This whole concept of legacy living and just what are you leaving behind? And I'm not talking about necessarily wealth or a business or any of that. I'm talking about your recovery and the things that you're taking with you and learning along the way in your life. Are you going to leave behind the pain of choices to stay here? Or for your family and friends and loved ones, are you going to leave behind so much more? What do you want to leave behind? This was a big topic. And another one was all around knowledge and how knowledge is so useless without action behind it. I loved it. I wrote this down multiple times in my notes. And your faith doesn't require knowing. It actually just requires doing. Faith by works. And so all that matters is that you keep working, that you move 1% every single day into the direction that you're wanting to go. Another theme that came up was this topic around your fingerprints. It was really inspiring because, yes, we know we're all uniquely different on this planet, okay? We know that. But it says no one has your fingerprints and no one has my fingerprints. And we all in society, especially in diet culture, we want to be normal. Even when we've struggled with disordered eating, it's like, I want to know how to be a normal eater. I just want to be normal. And it's something that we want to become and be. But what if that's not what we actually need to be thinking or trying to be? This concept of normal, like what is normal anyway? So stop accepting normal as what you're striving for. No one has your fingerprints. So stop wanting to be like somebody else. All that matters is who you want to be and how you are going to get there. And you don't have to know all the plays and you don't have to know all the moves. You just have to get in the game. If you do what in life is easy, your life will become hard. And if you do what in life feels hard, your life can become easy. This conference was so game-changing for me. It brought so many ahas, creative flow of energy in my life, and I cannot wait to pour into you as this business explodes and as I have more impact to more women around the world. Because friend, you're not here by coincidence, and it is not about me and the show. It is about you and your journey, your path forward, your path to freedom. What do you want to leave behind? I want you to run in life towards things that are going to last for you. And Tim Tebow started talking about this, and it was like, I had chills up my spine. He said, when you get to the end of your life, what is the thing? What is your greatest effort all for? Like, when you're running and running and going nowhere fast, and you're running and running and running, and we're all running, we're running for freedom, we're running towards recovery. Like, when you get to the end, what was it all for? What is your greatest effort for? Was it to be stuck? Or was it to conquer? Was it to have arrived? Was it to hear, well done, good and faithful servant? You know, friend, the world is going to give you what you're willing to accept. But all that matters is that you accept you. Stop just accepting where you are right now and start improving where you are right now. Start believing you're worthy of that improvement. I hope today's show blessed your heart because this conference truly blessed mine and I just have so much to give to you, friend. So if you're new around here, welcome to the podcast. You're going to find so much love, so much joy, so much healing energy here, I promise. And if you're a veteran, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for binging my show. I am so honored. If you would do me a solid and go out to iTunes and Apple Podcasts and rate and review the show, that's how we get higher on the ranks because your girl is going to be on Ed Milette's show one day. Just saying. Have a fantastic rest of your week. Come on over to www.herbestselfsociety.com. You can find us over there in our private Facebook community. We're going to be doing some fun challenges and giveaways pretty soon over there. And if you're looking for support, if you're like, this has really hit me, I feel when you were talking through today's show that some of these concepts you were talking through like really got me thinking that I'm worthy of this journey and that it's possible for me and I just need some direction, some support. You're right, doing this alone is hard, but doing this with somebody who's been there through the pain and the struggle that can talk to you about what it's like to go through weight changes and restoration and surrender and dealing with the control and the what ifs and laying it down, all of this is important. that you have a mentor and that you have somebody that's partnering along the way. If you're looking for that support, go on out to herbestself.co. You can fill out a client application and I will get back to you. All right, sis, go out and create the best version of you. I am so rooting in your corner. Bye for now. Oh, friend, thank you so much for letting me share what was on my heart today. My hope for this podcast is to help more women find freedom from food and body. If this has empowered or blessed you, let me know. I'd be honored for your rating and review of my show, and I'd love to connect with you in my private Facebook community. You really can move from perfection to purpose. Let's break the chains together. I'll help navigate the way. Until next time, bye for now, girl.